Ever since I met you, you didn't have a head. Completely headless. Nothing on top of your shoulders, nothing. Which, to say the least, caught me a little bit off guard. When I first saw you physically, I didn't know how to act. I kind of froze up. Every kind of natural way I thought the conversation would progress did not have the element of you not having a head involved, so I was completely unprepared. And I was feeling pretty awkward, and I could tell that you could tell, and I could tell that you had experienced that before, and I don't know. It was a difficult time, and I feel bad for that. You started to crack some jokes, and that lightened some tension. I could tell that you used that in the past, which made me feel a little bit strange, but after that, we had a pretty good conversation. I thought about some stuff, and I didn't want to ask about it, because that wasn't really the topic of conversation. You being headless, I mean. There's just so many elements to life that I hadn't even considered. How they'd be impacted with you not having a head. There's so many, what I thought were vital parts of the body that were involved with the head, and here you were walking proof that you didn't need any of that, you know? You didn't have any eyes. You didn't have a mouth to eat from. Did you have a brain? I didn't know at the time. You certainly seemed like you did, but I didn't know how that worked. So I just sat there and I pushed those thoughts to the back of my mind because, you know, it's not the time to ask that kind of stuff. But I remember the conversation that we had. We were debating whether or not a hot dog was a sandwich. And initially I argued no, and you said yes, and I said why. And you said that, well, it's a turn on its side, and now it just becomes a sandwich, because now it's a thing between two buns. And I said, what? That means that like everything's a sandwich then, if it has bread involved. And you were like, well, why don't we just start making a chart of this? And we spent like an hour talking about all the things that are maybe sandwiches. Are Pop-Tart sandwiches? Is ravioli a sandwich? I don't know. And at some point in that conversation, I completely forgot. Completely forgot that you were headless. Which I didn't expect. I was happy about that, sure, but just a weird thing to think about for me. That it could so quickly change from me not being able to get it off my mind to not thinking about it at all. I think about that conversation a lot, and I'm really glad that I know you, because I don't know. I don't know why I'm glad that I know you. It's a lot of reasons, and I'd love to be able to point towards one particular thing. You're a good friend, and you made me see life differently from a life where I thought that you needed a head to be a functional member of society, and shifted it to one where I have different views about all that. Sometimes I wake up with a headache and it's different now. It's different now because I know that everything's going to be fine no matter what happens. Is that strange? Maybe. I also feel bad about a lot of things. Kind of midway through our friendship, I remember I treated you being headless as some kind of a thing that made you unique. I started offering. I said, oh man, you should go to this haunted house and audition. You know, they'd pay a lot of money for someone who's headless. And I could tell that made you a little uncomfortable, and you brought it up to me later, and I reflected on my own thoughts. Being headless isn't some unique thing that sets you apart from everyone. It's not some secret superpower that makes you somehow different in a good way from everyone else. It doesn't give you new opportunities in life, it's just you don't have a head. And that's all there is to it. maybe in the future there will be some advanced surgery. Completely reconstruct your head. Make you go from somebody who has absolutely nothing up there to full functioning head with no or barely any difference. Probably be a long medical procedure full of multiple months and lots of treatments and risk and pills and all that, but that's conceivable. And I wonder if you would take that offer, even without money being involved. I wonder if you would. And more than anything, I wonder if I would, if I was in your position. I don't know if I'd be able to. I'm sure some people would take the opportunity immediately, because everyone's built different inside and out. But if someone offered to switch my body out for a new one in any kind of way, I don't know how I would react. Maybe I'm looking too deeply into things, though, right? I mean, you've told me before, not having a head really isn't a big deal most of the time. While things would probably be different if you did have a head, we're not living in that world. So, I'm just gonna enjoy my friendship with you. And I guess that's all I got to say on the matter.